Hey, freedom seeker. Let's face it, entrepreneurship takes a heavy toll on our minds and bodies. If we aren't careful, we can end up down and out before we even reach our goals. When I interviewed Carl Pradelli, the founder of Nature City, I knew I wanted to share his brand with you. Carl is meticulous about sourcing honest, quality ingredients. Unlike many big name supplement companies that cut corners to save costs, Nature City has never wavered from offering the highest quality possible. You need to take care of your body if you want to keep your business running, right? So head over to naturecity.com/freedom to see their full lineup of supplements. And while you're there, check out TrueMind. What I love about TrueMind is that it promotes sustained mental energy for up to 5 hours without a crash. It's exactly what you need to stay productive without the jitters. Keep your wits about you, friend. Keep your mind sharp. Go to naturecity.com/freedom and get 15% off your order today. That's naturecity.com/freedom. Welcome back, Freedom Seekers, to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and joining me is Ken Spahn, who is the AI Ninja. And friends, you are going to want to stick around for this episode because we are about to blow your mind. Look, we are all aware of AI. We're all using it. I think we're past the whole debate about, you know, is this really worth it? Is it an environmental? I don't even want to talk about it. It's a part of our world. It's part of our life. It's time to just suck it up, buttercup, and come on over to this side of the aisle because we are using AI. And if you're not, you will be left in the dust. So that's why I have made friends with Ken because he's amazing. He is really great when it comes to AI. He keeps up on everything, which I can't do. And I'm grateful for him to join us here today. So Ken, thank you so much for coming onto the show and thanks for being a part of this.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, Pie Tribe, have you gotten your ticket out of the rat race yet? I'm talking about the free guide, 5 ways to earn $5,000 a month with passive income that could be yours right now. All you need to do is text the word PIE, P-I-E, to 33777 and get your copy today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself and how did you even find yourself in this AI? Obviously, we're all in the AI space, but you've taken on a whole new level of this. Like, tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, yeah, let me give you a little bit background first is, I had a bunch of rental properties. I still do, but at the time, I had my maintenance guy. I walked in on me. He was looking at something on a screen, and I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Oh, it's called the internet." This is like '96 or something like that, and I was like, just blown away, like that this could show up on the screen, right? So, I dove into it. I built my first website and probably in 98, learned HTML, and then I learned PHP and MySQL, and then it just kind of grew from there. I've done hundreds and hundreds of projects, some taking years. Now that we have AI, probably take 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
But so a couple of years ago, I don't remember what I was doing, but I ran across an AI prompt or something. I don't even remember what it was, but I was like, wow, this thing has potential. I could really see this like doing something, you know? Mm-hmm. And in a couple of months, I kind of didn't really do anything with it, but a couple of months later, I was playing with it again, and it actually created an HTML page for me in like 30 seconds. And I went, oh my God, my job's going to be gone.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I dove into it like head first and I've been working with it ever since.
Man, I know. I think that was a big fear for a lot of people, especially in the beginning. And I don't know. I just talked to a guy yesterday who's in marketing. He's like, it's just a tool. I agree with that to an extent, but I do think there are some roles where it's almost you can't compete with it. Like if I was a web developer, other than coming up with the messaging and helping somebody come up with content, being the brains behind it, it definitely makes it easier. But then now I ran into this be- like when AI very first started, I was managing a podcast for somebody, and he came back and tried to negotiate my fee, and his answer was, well, I mean, AI is writing it all anyway. Doesn't that, like, what do you, why do I need to pay you this much? And I'm like, okay,
Is it a
let's
sign in
see where this
agreement?
is going. Like, oh my gosh. So I know we connected because I was hurting for some help with some AI connections, and just it is a rabbit hole. Like, you can go into it and not escape and not and feel come out feeling like you still have a thousand more things to learn. Like,
Right.
the amount of time it would take me to train myself to the degree that I want to be able to do something.
Yeah.
And then also to know, am I even learning the right thing? Maybe there's something better or
Yeah.
another tool. There's so many tools that it's almost like it's intimidating, it's overwhelming. Hence
Yeah.
why you're here.
Right.
Fill the tea, Ken. What is really going on in this world? Like, how can people, first of all, put their brain in drive and be able to be more methodical and strategic about their education if they want to learn? And then for the people who don't want to learn, tell us what you know.
So a couple different things. One is there's tons of people out there that learn how to vibe code, right? Which is basically putting in prompts and to VS Code or one of the vibe code softwares. And the problem with that is if it breaks, what do you do? I mean, you don't know the terminology to say, hey, connect this SSH API key over to blah blah blah, and then make it do this and make it do that. You don't have that bandwidth to do that. So a lot of these vibe codes, I mean, they'll make something flashy, but as soon as it breaks, I mean, it's no good. So to answer your other question, so I would say, for business owners, you got to decide what your lane is. And what I mean by that is, do you want to work on your business and grow on your business, or do you want to be an AI ninja,
Yeah.
basically?
Well, and for the
So,
listening audience that may not know on vibe coding, can you explain just in short summary what that means?
So basically, it's a software. And you put in a prompt and say, "Hey, make me an HTML page or a website page that looks like this. It's got a header, it's got a logo, it says this, and it'll spit it out. Let's use plumbers. Okay, I want to make a plumber page, and I can go in right now and just I can create one in about 30 seconds, and it'll look really, really nice. And then I just got to go and edit the phone numbers and maybe the address and some terminology, but it'll spit it out really quick. So that's what vibe coding is.
Yeah.
So it's good for static pages, but as soon as you start getting in the dynamics of it and using API keys and SSH and OAuth and all that stuff, then yeah. Good
Yeah.
luck.
And I know there's a whole cohort of people who are really getting into creating software to solve problems, like a micro SaaS, right? This is becoming a term. And that's where vibe coding can really come in, because maybe you want to, this is the next lane of making money online, which we talk about a lot on the podcast, how to make money online. And vibe coding can work. I mean, let me put it like this. This isn't Lindsay's opinion. Feel free to object. But
Dispute it.
it's essentially, I mean, vibe coding is great. But again, it's no different than any other product of anything. If you don't have a way to market it, then you're just creating a product and spending your time. So you got to think through, like, are we solving a problem? How are we marketing it? What's our strategy? Because anybody and everybody who can vibe code could go out and create the same thing, and market it better than you and put you out of business. So definitely make sure you have a plan if that's going to be your jam. But I just throw that out there. Business is business. You got to have a plan all the way
Yeah, and
through.
speaking of plans, is one of the things you could do is go to ChatGPT and call it. And before your prompt, just say, I want you to be a co-pilot. and I want you to help me create this business. And let's go through step by step. So it will actually say, here's step one, right? And they'll ask you a question, you answer it, and it'll take you through 20, 30 questions, and then it'll spit out a whole plan for you.
I like it. That's awesome. Okay. So, and just like you said, when it breaks, you gotta go back and troubleshoot, right? And same with business. If something isn't working, you gotta be able to troubleshoot it. If the ChatGPT plan doesn't work, what do you do? But I think once you get started, I mean, you figure it out from there, usually, and you can always problem solve. So vibe coding is just one way, right? Of working with AI. What are some other ways that we may like these? There's a lot of things that I don't even know what to ask you, to be honest with you, because I think there's things I don't even know about yet, like enlighten us.
So, man, I could talk about this for hours. I'm trying to think, sum it up succinctly that people would understand it.
What about
You
focusing on the
could.
angle of like helping people in they already have a business? How can they make
Okay.
their life better with useful tools that we don't know about?
Yeah. So it's not quite that easy. There's a new open source software that came out. It's called OpenClaw. And just to give you an update, Nvidia, which is the chip maker, just released a version of that for enterprise. So we're talking in the whole OS system that can operate multi-billion dollar companies.
Wow.
Okay. So if we take just a piece of that called OpenClaw and we learn enough about it that, I mean, you could spin one up. And when I say spin one up, I mean just going to where I got Hostinger and say I want, and there's videos on how to do this, but I want to install OpenClaw on a VPS. And you could get it as little as like $80 for a year. So very inexpensive. And then there's other videos on how to connect your calendar, how to connect your email, how to connect your Slack, how to connect all that, right? So depending on what kind of business you got, if you're inundated with emails all the time, you could have the Claude bot or the cult. They changed the name. It used to be ClaudeBot, now it's OpenClaw. But you can have OpenClaw go check it every minute and say, if this email comes, then I want you to create a draft to this person specializing it, and it'll come up with a unique email and put it in your draft, in your, I'm just saying you got using Gmail. It'll put it in your draft Gmail folder for you to approve and then send it. Okay, so that saves a ton of time for people that are inundated with emails all day long.
Yeah, that's an example. I know I had one of the challenges I was having is similar to email, but I just wanted something to go in and filter out. Like, I don't want to sit and create a rule for everything. You know, it's like that is so time consuming in Google or Outlook just to go create a rule. If this email comes in, do this. I wanted to use like an LLM to say, if somebody's pitching me for my podcast, move it over here. Send me a summary weekly of the people that are, you know, something like that, where it could be more, I don't know. I don't need to read every single email, but I want to kind of have an idea of what's going on in my email. And then if there's something important, let me know. Kind of short version.
I mean, it can totally do that.
Yeah. See, that's what blows
And
my mind is it's like, to go down the rabbit hole of doing that, like I started, now this was before, what did you say it's called? OpenClaw? Before OpenClaw, I started to do that with, I think it was Gemini. Gemini had an agent mode that could do that. And I'm watching the YouTube tutorial and I'm going through the motions. And the next thing you know, I'm in the back end of my Google places I probably shouldn't be because I'm like, am I going to screw this up? And I've got JSON files, and I'm like way in over my head at that point. I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, I scrap this whole idea because I'm probably going to screw something up and like lose all my emails. I don't know. But that's what I think people are going through. It's like we know
Absolutely.
something is possible, but like how to make it there and then to start to take the time to learn it. And then 5 seconds
Yeah.
later, it's like, oh, OpenClaw comes out and it solves your problem so much faster and without all that headache. It's like, holy cow, could you imagine if I spent the hours to learn that and then to find
Yeah.
out a new tool could handle it in like 5 minutes? I would have been
Yeah.
mad. I'm glad I gave up on that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a big problem for all entrepreneurs, because they just don't know. They don't know what AI can do. And for myself, I'm always looking 3, 6 months out. Like, if I do this, if I create this, is it going to be obsolete in 3 or 6 months?
Yeah,
You know, that's my dilemma.
that is a
Because
challenge.
everything's moving so fast. Like, the stuff I did a year ago, I look at it now, it's like, man, that's just kind of antique.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, just
Yeah.
the time flying is so insane. So you told me at one point that you got certified in AI. Can you tell us a little bit more about what does that mean? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, so it's credit. It was an accredited course, and it was about 3 months, and I spent roughly 20 hours a week on it. And there's a quiz after each section, and there's 32 sections, and there's 100 some questions on each quiz, and then there's a final test, and it covered everything from AI motion pictures to CLIs to prompts, and I mean, it just covered everything. So I'm glad I went through it. If somebody, was interested in that they're sure that they want to go down the AI path and learn AI in depth, I would recommend it.
Yeah. And that, just for fun, like of what you learned, how much of it has changed since you took that class? Almost everything, I bet.
No, not everything, because I still get invites to, so they started another class, right? So I get
Okay.
invites to the current one that's going. And I was listening to it today, and not that much new. I think it's hit that point where you're not going to get a lot of new stuff. It's just going to get better.
I like that. Now's a good time to get
Yeah.
in then, so your brain can
Yes.
adjust. That's
Yeah.
great. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of
So,
like if somebody would remembers Microsoft 3.1, that's when I started, and then it went to actually that was DOS, and then it went to Windows. I was like, whoa, that was a total learning curve for me. But then once you get used to it, and then there's what was the next one, XP or Vista or whatever it was, then it's very similar. So a new tool that's very similar, there's not a big learning.
Do you have any like case examples you could share that were a project or something either you built for yourself or for somebody else just to solve a problem for their in their life, like to maybe give our audience an example of what can be done for them beyond that's the
Yeah.
biggest problem. We don't even know what we're just going
Right.
through the motions, right? It's like, how do we
Yeah.
know where we can save ourselves time?
Yeah. So I'm going to say something first, and then I'll come back to answer your question. So right now, it's at the point where we're starting to build out org charts for the agent. So you're going to have your CEO, your CFO, your CTO, and then your engineers and whoever's under them. And then so the CEO is going to tell them all what to do, right? And then each agent's going to have their own specific job, and that's all they're going to do, right? And then they report back to the CEO, and then the CEO can give you a report or do whatever you want it to do.
That's insane.
But yeah.
It's incredible.
So I would say the next couple of weeks I will be done with that, and that could be one of our tips on Tuesday or whatever we're gonna call
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. We're talking about for the, I'm just telling the audience, we're talking about doing like an AI Tips Tuesday or something where Ken can come in and give us the scoop on what's new or just something helpful. It may not even be new, but it could just be a helpful use case that gives us that bright idea that we need to take it to the next level. Obviously, that's kind of what I think that would be great. And that, because just
Yeah.
even listening to what you said, my brain went like rockets. I'm like, oh, I could have one agent making my blog posts, another doing my social media, and another one doing like all these departments that I've imagined building
Yeah.
up. That makes so much sense. And so that just gets me curious and excited. Like, how can I make this? Incorporate this in my life.
Yeah, so then to answer your question, the earlier question was a use case. So I have a restoration company. They get phone calls 24/7, 7 days a week. And so what we did is we the first phase of it is we created the answering service. And so basically somebody calls up and says, "Hey, I've got a flood," and the AI asks a bunch of questions, including the address, the zip code, their email, their phone number, collects all the information, and then it sends them a text, and it sends the person on call a text and calls the person and makes sure they got the message. And then we relay it to the customer saying, "Joe is on his way, and here's his phone number in case you want to call. He should be
Wow.
there in the next 30 minutes."
That's amazing.
And then it creates an invoice in their CRM system, so it gets the ball rolling.
How good is that voice? Because that's the question that I get asked the most is, oh,
Here's
well,
how
yeah.
good it is. Here's how good it is. Because there's a phase two, and I can't talk too much about it because I have a non-disclosure agreement with them about this because it's very cutting edge. But basically, the short version of it is the agent calls up carriers or insurance companies and to follow up on the claim. And we've had numerous people call back and say, "Hey, Cindy left me a message to call about this case number." Like they didn't even know it was an AI.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's
And
it.
the because I've been w working with voice for since I started. I love working with the voice, but you can change the pitch, you can change the rate, you can change the tonality, the happiness, sadness, anger, all you can change all of it, right? And once you start to learn how to play with that, then you can really dial in and say, "I want my agent to sound just like this," and it'll stick to that.
Yeah. That I have to say is probably to me the most exciting piece because obviously, I mean, I managed call center people and you can tell them what to say. Tell them what you want them to say, follow the script, but
Yeah.
they're just gonna be human, you know? I mean, they're
Right.
gonna, some days they have bad days or they're
Yeah.
overwhelmed or whatever, you know? Your AI person is never gonna have that issue.
Never ever.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Yeah. So when it comes to getting like going back to that org chart, let's just blow people's mind with what like could be done. So a lot of our audience are solopreneurs or entrepreneurs that have worked on up on building a team, but they're looking for freedom, right? They're looking for time freedom also ultimately. And sometimes what I have found working with entrepreneurs as a coach is some of the biggest time suck, so to speak, is management. It's management of processes, it's management of team, it's management of client relations. It's like just the management piece of it all. You know, here they think, oh, well, but finally by help hiring some people, I'll get to take time off, but it just doesn't always actually translate that way. So
I'm laughing because I've been in business for 30 years.
you
I
understand.
know what
So
you
yeah,
say.
it's
Yeah.
like that is just it just seems like it doesn't really matter what the industry is, it's the same conversation, right? So what could somebody, what could we offload? that would help our business be more efficient, that would make it so maybe we can reduce our time.
Perfect.
Any thoughts on
So
that?
I actually started something a couple nights ago, because it's not a real problem, but it's something that I skip over because I just don't have time to do it, and it cost me. I figured it out. It cost me about, what was it, $700 a week, which isn't a ton of money, but I'd like to have it in my pocket. And that's my rental business. Like right now I have four empties, and I'm doing two rehab projects. So I thought, well, what if I can get AI to screen the applicants and then respond to them if they're approved, if they fall in the criteria that is set for them. And then set the appointment with them, right? And then send a text to my maintenance guy saying, hey, meet this person over here at this time, right? So that's what I'm doing. And I'm about half done, but it'll take me a couple more days and I'll have that worked out. It'll work with my CRM. So it'll say I made an appointment with this person and this person wasn't qualified or whatever. And then the part two to that is on the 6th of the month, I have to create letters to send out to the people that haven't paid the rent, right? So now I'm going to have the AI do that, print up the letters, and then all I got to do is put a stamp on it and send them out.
So what will happen? The AI will then just like send them to your inbox or something. Like, how do you know they're done?
Yeah, it'll just prompt me and say, print.
That's amazing. I love it. I just think that's so incredible. So what about, okay, here's something that I'm faced with. Actually, also I want to throw this out there too, because your conversation about vetting people, I thought about doing something similar to that for my podcast. So I get tons of requests for people to come on. And I just have like a key thing I'm looking for. And usually I'll take time to go check out their bio and look at what they're doing and go with my gut. Most of the time I'm right. But, every now and again, I end up on an episode where I'm like, ugh, I wish I didn't talk to this person or whatever. Very rarely, but it happens. But if I could have like an AI agent like answer and say, hey, let me just ask you some preliminary questions and see how they respond and what they would talk about, that would help me flush those people out. And then she could book them right on my calendar. So then they don't have to necessarily go through the whole filling out the form and da 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 da, like all the things that people are used to doing. She could just ask them, okay, what's your website? What's your email? What's your socials that you're going to want us to connect to? The only thing they would need to send me is a headshot.
So you could actually have the agent go look at their website if they have a, what do they call it, one pager? Yeah, they have one of those. It could read through it real quick and then just give you feedback on where it thinks that person would fall, right? And then you could say, okay, and then it would continue the process. So that's called human in the loop. Okay, so you wanna always be getting feedback from the AI, and not just let it go rogue and do this whole process, because it'll start to make shit up after a while. So you wanna, and I could see in the next, probably 2 to 3 years, that's gonna be the job for the human, is continually checking on the AI and the what it's producing. In fact, I created an app the other day to put in PDF bank statements and process and put it into a CSV file, and occasionally mixes numbers up, inverts them.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's just something you got to check on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you said that because I think that gives people some reassurance, that like it isn't infallible. There is still a need for us as people. That is cool. So then we were moving over into a different part of the conversation as far as like how people could, your AI voice agent was very helpful. But moving into other things that we can do to sort of expand on our time saving, so to speak, right? Hold on, give me one second. I apologize. One of my team members is calling me. Okay, go ahead. So anyway, we were going into a different section of the conversation when it comes to, I think like there's so much potential too with integrating technology. Like if I could have my perfect world, I would love it if I always laugh at that because it's like dream big. But if I seriously had like a social media manager who could, I don't know, use my face to come up with content and post it for me, if I could then have it interact with people, send out like chats and Instagram and connect with people. I don't know, like personally, I love talking to people like this. I hate doing it on social media. And so if it could flush those people out and like then I can take it down like to the I'll send voice chats and talk to people all day on social, but like keeping up with my content, doing all those things, it's like I just don't love it. Same with coming up with podcasts. Like I would love to have, I was thinking about this the other day, actually. I was watching a guy on he's on YouTube. Oh, you know what it was? Candace Owens, her podcast director left and he was being interviewed by this guy named Coach Colin. Okay. And it was so interesting to me because I'm like, here's these huge podcasters, and I'm really curious, like, how do they have their back end running? They have a director, they have a producer, they have their editor, they have like a team of 2 to 5 people. Most of the time, it's a small team. I'm like, what if AI could be my team? What is possible? Like, how much better could my podcast be? I'm not on YouTube because I don't have the time to fiddle around with that. Like those are the things that I think about, and I'm like, what? So just lay it out. Like, what? Anything I said that can't be done with AI?
No.
Okay,
No.
well then that's a wrap, guys. I'm just kidding.
Problem.
AI solves
Yeah.
all problems, though. I'm just kidding.
The,
But seriously, like what is
so,
the real time investment in getting that to happen?
yes. So there's pieces out there of what you just talked about, right? Like, I think it's called Blaze. So Blaze will create the content, create the image, and post it to your social media. Then there's another one called, I think it's called Linked Page. That actually will post comments and engage people on LinkedIn. I want to say Facebook, Twitter. I can't remember. I played around with it. I'm not a big social media guy, so I just played around with it. But it'll actually answer comments. And but the thing that makes that one unique is you can connect your own LLM, your ChatGPT, your Claude, your Llama, whatever LLM or large language model that you want to connect, you can use it.
And what would be the benefit of connecting that? Like, what does that do for me?
It's going to answer your questions the way you want them to.
Okay. So it'll just know me essentially and be able to sound more like me. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I was like, what? I'm not sure. Is that, sir, am I dictating it from there or what?
It'll also create the content in your voice, like
Wow.
how you would write it,
Yeah.
and you can train it too. I mean, you could say, here's 5 samples of my writing, and I want you to follow, my style and my tone, tonality, and whatever else you want to put in there.
But I'd be more interested in it like innovating for me because I think that's why I would hire a social media manager or a podcast manager because my brain has taken it as far as I'm going to go. Like, I need somebody with a different perspective to come in and show me a new way to go and how to do that. Like, for example, even with, we'll just use Candace as the example because that was interesting, because he said when she started, you know, she's in control of her podcast to an extent, obviously, but it was him and the producer who curated it and like helped put all the pieces together and the way the backdrop looks and the or the flow of the content. Like there were certain things, and I see how that works out with like the timing of ads on YouTube to be monetized. Now she's not monetized, but I see that with other channels. Like there's strategy going on that she may not have known, is what I guess I'm saying. I would want this system to tell me like, this is a hot topic you need to do a content on, you know, like on this, for example, or whatever.
So two things about that. One is you can have the AI go search Google Trends, find the hottest trends in the last 2 days, and then report back and say, create new content around this subject,
Okay.
right? And then so then it would post to Twitter, LinkedIn, or wherever you got your social media, and then it can interact with the people.
That's crazy. Look at that. You just solved all that in 5 minutes. I know. No, that's seriously though, those are the types of conversations that I bet people listening wish they could be having with you, right? Because it's like, okay, this is my, and I was just being the guinea pig for them. Like, this is my life. This is what I don't want to be doing. Can you help me solve this problem? Right. And that's essentially, I guess, let me ask you, is that what you do specifically in the role as an AI ninja? Are you there to help people problem solve and implement AI where it makes sense?
Yeah, I'm there to connect AI to their existing business.
Okay.
So, I don't generally work with startups because they're all over the place. I work with usually like the last business I worked with, he's been around 32 or 35 years, right? And he knows because he does enough volume, he knows that AI is going to be a big part of his business. So brought me in as a consultant, and then I did some work for him.
I love it. That's awesome. So ideally, it'd be a business that has a team or no team or has just been established for a while. What's the right person for you?
Both don't usually work with solopreneurs because they're AI, you could probably have a chat bot, walk you through that. But when you start working with a team, and then, this piece has got to go before this piece, and there's what's called workflows, because a lot of people think, oh, AI can do all this work. Well, AI doesn't do that much work. AI does probably 10%, but the workflows that are created to have AI do the work is where the bread and butter is. So if you know how to do the workflows, then everything connects together. One can't work without the other. Or it can wait, what's called a loop, a wait loop. And it'll just wait until that shows up. And then as soon as it does, then it does the next thing.
I think that's really solid because then like that's where efficiency, team efficiency and employee efficiency comes down. We see this a lot in our company as automation. We do like the automation side of it, talking about workflows and helping people think through their processes. But I mean, you have so much redundancy. I mean, teams where like two people are doing the same thing and why? You know, it's just like, why are you doing that? And then asking the same, imagine being the consumer. You're like, I just told this to the last person. Like, why are you asking me this again? How many of us have been through that? Like our doctor, for example, you know?
I
So,
went through one yesterday that I signed up for some kind of wave therapy, and I had to fill out the same form 3 times with my name and email and all that. And then they text me to say they're going to call me, and then they call me and I'm busy, so they call me again. It was like, where is your freaking system? Like, I can
That's crazy.
automate this and eliminate that person, whoever's set this up.
Yes. Well, you should reach out to them and tell them, like, hey, I had a
I
bad
will.
experience, but I could fix it.
I will when I go for my appointment next
Yes,
week.
I know. It's crazy. Most companies that are larger, they don't think about the end user experience. It's really about they're
Yeah.
serving their own interests. What info? I see this a lot within the medical community. It's like, well, I need all this information to get started. But when you're the patient side, you're like, this is insane amount of information. And it could be even massage therapists and like, these, I guess you might say ancillary to whole holistic things. All of them, they have so much paperwork they put you through. There's got to be a better way to do that, to automate that or to solve that
Yeah.
problem without all the back and forth.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
another, earlier I said I don't work with solopreneurs, but I do have a system that I created for home service providers like AC guys, plumbers, electricians. Because a lot of times, if they only have one helper, they're in there doing the work with the person, right? So their phone rings and they're in a crawl space or something, and they can't get to their phone.
Yes.
The AI can pick it up, answer any questions, book an appointment, and so you didn't lose that sale. Because most of the time, the person will just go to the next phone number.
Exactly. And did you know, which you might know this, Google, if you're paying for Google, service ads. I think they're called Google service ads. There's a specific one. It is the one you would use if you provide a service in a radius. They will suppress your ad if the phone doesn't get answered enough times. Like they look at the metrics. If the calls don't get answered, they suppress your ad but they still keep taking your money.
Oh yeah,
They'll
they're
tell
good at
you like,
that.
oh, by the way, we're suppressing your ad because you don't answer your phone. True fact.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well,
So
there's your hook
before I
right there,
forget.
Ken. You just tell them, hey, your ad money can go further when your phone is answered. Let me show you how to get
Yeah.
that done.
Before I forget, I'll give you the link to that. So if people want to go test it out. Basically, they just put in their company name, hit a button, and then the AI comes up and you walk through the whole process of, setting up an appointment.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining the show and for being a part of it and helping us all figure out this confusing, overwhelming mess. Because that while we were going through that, and you're like, oh, I played around with this and I played around with that, I thought to myself, this gets expensive. This really gets expensive for people to go in and test out all these things because you sign up. I cannot tell you how many AI solutions I've dropped 20 or 30 bucks on to test it out because some of them won't even give you a free trial. Some you have to pay to just get in there. And
Yeah.
it is irritating, especially in the beginning when they sucked. They were bad. I mean, I
Yeah.
remember one was like, oh, we'll make you this amazing logo. And I think I paid like 50 bucks and it was
Yeah.
awful. It was awful. And then there's no customer service. That's another thing.
Right.
And you're like, I gotta go change my card debit number because I don't even know how to cancel this stuff now. It's
Right.
bad. That's out there. But like it adds up to being a lot of
Yeah,
dollars for that.
so what I do is if I don't know the name, I will do a little research before I enter my credit card for one. And then two is look at discount, right? So just go to YouTube or even chat and just put in, is there any discount for XYZ? And sometimes you can come up with one. I saved. I bought a VPS this morning and I saved, I don't know, it was like 25 bucks just from a coupon code. So there's that. And then if you are starting to like a certain software or certain thing, then look in like how can I save tokens? How, because everything's going to be, and this is just the start of it. Who knows, our rents for houses may be tokenized one day. But for now, everything is just tokens. So how can I save tokens? Well, I worked on something yesterday that it saved about 90% on the tokens
Wow.
through the AI models, just the way it's set up, right? Or the way you prompt it, or there's all sorts of things, but you can do that in YouTube. Is how can I save tokens on this software XYZ or whatever you want to
That's
call it.
helpful. Yeah. No, that makes sense too. Because what I, so just to recap for people listening who may not fully understand, essentially, in a lot of cases, there's more than one. This is such a bad phrase, but it's something my dad used to say and it stuck with me. But like, there's more than one way to skin a cat, right? I don't skin cats. No animals were harmed in the making of this
And
podcast.
just to let people know, what a token is basically a word,
Okay.
right? So like 2 million tokens, I guess you could fit the Bible into that, into what's called a context window, right? So each AI has a context window, and when it starts to get full, it takes the original stuff and it starts compressing it. And that's where it starts hallucinating. So
Okay.
you want to keep that context window 20 to 30% if you can. If it starts going over, you want to somehow move into the next phase of whatever you're working with.
And I've seen that where, I've gone into building automation in a CRM and my brain is thinking this needs to go this way. And then I'll pull in my IT tech sage. And she'll be like, no, we should do it this way. And it's smoother and shorter, So essentially, sometimes there's different ways you can set up the workflow so that it reduces how many tokens you're. That's what I was hearing you say from that. So that makes sense. And I think that is a smart way to go about it. I never thought to look up on YouTube a solution. Sometimes you find good stuff on YouTube. Sometimes you don't find what you need, but I'm
That's
curious.
my go-to is YouTube. I
Is
watch
it?
probably an hour every morning on the new stuff that's coming out. Or way people are using the new stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay. Well, we will get that information in the show notes as far as letting people know how to connect with you and test out the voice AI agent to help them in their journey as a home service-based company. And I just want to say thank you. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
My
We need
pleasure.
to do it again.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like this. We could talk, like you said, I could talk all day. Like, I know there's so much to talk about. That's what's so fun about it. All right.
Did I even talk about Nvidia?
You mentioned
The
it, NVIDIA,
new
or
okay.
is it NVIDIA or NVIDIA?
Nvidia, I mean
Yeah.
Nvidia. So their release yesterday was a whole bunch of chips. I mean, basically, yeah, they're gonna take over the market, blah blah blah.
Was
Not a big
that the one
surprise
that you
there.
said they can do like corporate structure?
Yeah, the
Yeah. Okay.
enterprise. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I cover that. Because that is really important, especially the larger, smaller business. When I say small, I mean 5 to 20 million, and then mid would be 20 to 200 million, and then your large corps are a lot bigger than that.
Yeah. No, it's interesting times for sure. I mean, I'm doing my best to just remember God's in charge, so I'm safe.
Yeah,
But
let's go along for the ride.
when we get into all these conversations, I know it definitely brings people some fear of, anxiety because we don't know what that means for us. What does that mean for our jobs? What does that mean for our stability of life, right? It's like everything is going to change, but we do have one ultimate guy in charge and he's gonna keep us all safe.
Hey friend, if you liked what you hear and you want to connect with Ken, you can do so by emailing him at twoxim@gmail.com or through his website at tecc1ai.com. That's Charlie, the number one, AI.com. He's offering you a free 15-minute audit for your business, and I strongly encourage you to take advantage of that. It will help save you so much time. Until next time, my friends, thanks for tuning in as always. Bye for now.